This is Corinne LaRue with the American Ag Network. We're at Farm Progress 2025 in Illinois, and I am here with United Soybean Board's Gary Berg. Gary, tell me about what's going on in your neck of the woods.
So I'm in southern Illinois. In my neck of the woods, we had a tough go of it this spring. It rained and rained and rained, so everything got planted late. But once we got it planted, the soil was warm. Things popped out of the ground, grew like crazy. Then we got a good rain, too much rain almost, in July, and kept things going, but we haven't had a significant rain since then. So things are, we're actually sadly losing bushels every day. So we're really crossing our fingers, hoping for a rain as quick as possible.
And in terms of hydrology, the soil that you guys have in your area doesn't hold water for very long. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, so some of the old timers used to say in the county where I live, it doesn't matter how wet you are in the summertime, you're only 10 days away from a drought. And that's because of our soil type. It doesn't have a lot of moisture holding capacity. So that being said, there's a lot of areas in Illinois that have better soil, and their crops are going to be, it looks like they're going to be really good. And based on what the Pro Farmer Tour saw, there's going to be a lot of really good corn and soybeans in Illinois. It's just that on our soil type, we're kind of having a tough go of it right now.
And of course, you guys don't do any irrigation, and so it's kind of up to the skies, right?
Exactly. We are very, very dependent on Mother Nature, and no irrigation, nowhere close to us that I'm aware of. So,
and in terms of, you know, we're having a hard year, dry summer for you. Farmers have a lot of uncertainty in the trade realm as well. So what are some goals of the United Soybean Board in terms of expanding domestic trade?
Yeah, so we work closely with a lot of our partners, such as USAC, that they concentrate on moving soybeans and soybean meal. And one of my favorites that we work with is USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, because poultry, a lot of farmers don't realize this, poultry is our number one consumer of soybeans. So we work closely with them and try to do projects that will help move more poultry, more eggs in a lot of different countries that maybe we don't sell whole soybeans to. So that's one thing that we do. And also USMEF, which works with the beef and the pork and all the other livestock areas, same thing. And they do a lot of work in Mexico, whereas the poultry people, they're more, I'm not saying that the pork and beef people aren't scattered, but the poultry people have more countries. So the more countries that we can work with, and they have people from those countries that are familiar with the local economy. And so it's great that we can move a lot of soybeans, whole soybeans and meal to other countries. But the best thing is if we can help our partners in the poultry and pork areas feed it here in the U.S. and export the more value meat to other countries.
All right. Well, thank you for that rundown, a little bit of synopsis of what's going on. Anything else you want to include?
Yeah, so we do research projects. For example, on our pork, we found out if they feed more soybean meal, that the pigs will be healthier, hopefully making them more money and moving the pile, because we've got a lot of oil has become as valuable as the meal, and they're crushing more soybeans. Like, I think a lot of people know this, crushing more soybeans in the U.S. for the oil. So now we have meal that we need to move. So just a little bit of increase in the amount that they feed the pigs will help move that pile and also be good for them.
So when it comes to bio-based uses of soybeans, obviously soy oil has a lot of uses, really coming into the soy meal side though. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, so one thing I forgot to mention a while ago is a new thing that we have done some research on And there is a foam that firemen can use that's made out of soy flour. So, albeit not as much usage as our animal friends use, it's something that the firemen really need, because what they're using right now is kind of a dangerous product, and this is a very safe product. So we're hoping to move several bushels in that area, and also plywood. We're doing more with the soy flour and plywood, and I think there's something like around 1,000 different products that we're making out of soybeans right now. So we're always looking for something to help move that pile.
Well, thank you once again to Gary Berg for joining us here. I'm Corinne LaRue with the American Ag Network.